UGURadio.com. Indie Freaks Radio Show.
I'm Kirko Blaze, and you're listening to UGU Radio. I'm in an interview with Exotix right now about his album, Real.
Yeah. You know what it is.
So, X, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name, born, was Xavier Alexander Sanchez. I was born in New York. I was raised in a little town. Actually, I was raised a couple places, but I grow roots in Liverpool, which is just outside of Syracuse. Graduated high school, advanced regions. Most niggas don't know that. It's right smart out here. I got a couple college semesters under the belt, but I've been really focusing on this music a lot. I've been involved in music probably since I was up about 7 or 8. I was in choir. All those years I was a choir boy. No one ever really knows that. It's another little secret. But I don't know. I eat, sleep, and breathe music. If it's not music related or if it's not fun to me, like skateboarding, or if I'm out umpiring or just making money some other way, promoting Hides. Shout out to Hides Liverpool. Then I'm just in the booth, you know, killing mics. That's what I do.
That's dope. How did you get your stage name?
You know, that's funny. The only real ones who know about it would be Tyler, I think, because I was with him when I came up with it. But everyone thinks it's weed related, and it's really not. I mean, if you want to think that, it's up to you. But I mean, I don't know. I just live, I kind of give that aura off, but I'm an exotic person. I'm very different. If you look up the definition, exotics is foreign. Mesmerizing. It's different. You know what I'm saying? It's a good taste, and that's what I am. I'm not like the average person. You know, your average Joe. I'm different. I'm me. I got my standout. I'm very sarcastic, but you know, I got a very opinionated mentality. You know, and I'm really loud. That's probably why too. But that's the way I look at it. Just I'm an exotic person.
That being said, what sets you apart from other artists?
Well, I'd like to say that my lyrics themselves, my dialogue, is what sets me apart from a lot of people in general. I mean, there are a lot of good artists out there who can write a beat, or there are a lot of good artists out there that just have a good voice, and that no matter what they say, it just sounds good. I wasn't really blessed with that. I can hit notes, you know, I can sing when I need to, but like, I'm not like a gifted singer. Like, you don't catch me singing on my tracks like that. But I would say, like, my lyrics, like, if you take my lyrics down and you compare them to most artists in the day now, a lot of people today in the mainstream even have a lot of them about, you know, doing lean or fucking, some girls popping pussy in front of someone, you know what I'm saying, or some bullshit, or it's like music for little white girls to go get drunk to at the bar with heavy bass over techno. This is garbage. But if you listen to what I'm saying, I bring a different view. I make you think. I make you question things. Like, wow, he thinks like that. I thought I was the only one who thought like that. You know what I'm saying? I like the way that it's presented in that way. That's why I set myself apart. Like, if you listen to me compared to if you listen to 2 Chainz, who I fucking hate. I fucking hate 2 Chainz.
Why?
But just because I don't hate him as a person, because, you know, he's these person like 4.0 fucking, you know, in college, you know, great guy, donates his money to, you know, good charities. But his fucking music is so like, if you were that famous, I feel as though you've got a right to bring real shit to people. Like, you've got so much of a following, like, you should no longer be allowed to talk about stupid shit because too many people would know about it, and that would be the main focus. Like, your relevancy is based off what you can, you know, compare to. So if that's what you, if you want 4.0, you know you're a smart motherfucker, and that's how you want to be portrayed, then I don't know. I just think that you would sell out. And if you would sell out, you're stupid, just because you don't need to sell out to be you. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. But that's what sets me apart from other artists, at least.
That's awesome. So everybody's here to listen to your brand new album, Rio. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
All right, so REAL is an acronym. It's reevaluating everything about life. And it was something catchy I really came up to. I wanted something that would really stick out and something that would still be meaningful at the same time. So it just was something that came to mind, and I feel as though that was a good topic for the album itself, just due to the fact that it's real. Everything I wrote in this track are all real. Like, it's all me. You know, they're all experiences I've gone through with other people or through the eyes of. But it's just also me portraying the way I view life and the people around me. Like, I can give you an example. Far Away is a track that I kind of made in a, you know, a little dark, you know, spot when I was just kind of, you know, sometimes life just gets too, you know, hard for you, and you just want to be far away from people, and just, you know, you just don't want to be around anyone. Like, you don't want to be around a girl, you want to be around your homies, you don't want to be around your parents and fam. You just need to go and do you and analyze, you know, your own things and shit. So elements like that is what I really like to bring to the table. So I can tell you, like, everything about real is real. The acronym was chosen as a purpose. It was not just witty. So that's just my opinion.
So that being said, are there any obstacles you had in making this album?
Oh God, yes. If we're being honest, I think in my time hop, I saw that the original release date was September 30th of 2014, which would be almost a year ago, like about 11 months ago. And it was when I was in Virginia, and I thought that I was gonna be ready to go and get it all done in that time, and I really kind of shot the gun. Moving into a new town, uprooting and settling down, it took a real big toll on you mentally, you know, as well as, you know, physically, as what you're able to do. It was really hard to kind of network again, straight off the gutter, like not knowing anybody, but, you know, I kind of grow through. So I kind of see as though I overjumped the gun. I put out a video at the beginning of October, towards the middle of October, about it, just to show that, you know, I was pushing the album back. I don't know when the new release date is going to be, that I was just putting work and time into it. And that's exactly what I did, is I looked at the album as a whole. I scrapped about 4 or 5 tracks. I made about maybe 3 albums worth of songs, but just had a tough time narrowing down beats. There's a bunch of obstacles, but I kind of, like, right around February, right on my birthday, I was kind of like, all right, I gotta really start settling down and getting this done. Right around that time is when I actually talked to my producer, Mickey Main, who used to produce a couple other tracks for me. He produced a track with Mal Tempo, who produced my first mixtape, my second mixtape, First Chance Take 2. And he was telling me that he was back in town. He was, you know, looking, you know, to link up and work. And I said, perfect, because I've been looking to get back into it. And it was really by that law of attraction that we got even met. But by the time we linked up, I was like, yo, I'm telling you right now, I got this project. I'm like 4 songs deep already. Here's the playlist. You know, I want some new fresh shit. I want to get rid of this old shit. I want to get this shit done. And as Mickey always does, I looked at him. I said, yo, are you ready to put in work and grind for these hours? He goes, dude, let's just do it. I love your music. I respect you. Let's just get it done. I said, I'm perfect. Let's get it done. So we grinded. So shout out to Mickey Main, because that motherfucker grinded with me. We were in the studio fucking all hours of the night, getting there at 8 or 9 at night, leaving at fucking 2 or 3 in the morning. Niggas already passed out outside, fucking passed out on the couch and, you know, inside the studio. Fucking, we were just out here. 3:30. Fuck that, man. 3:30 is late, man. 3:30. So, but it was, you know, so shout out to him. We were putting in time and work there. It just showed. All my tracks, I kind of fine combed and made sure that all the little, you know, knickknacks and all the little, you know, things that needed to get changed were all, you know, edited and touched up. But it took a long time, but we got it done, and I'm so glad it does. I'm so glad I'm able to drop it before that 1 year mark. I would have felt bad if I had to release it a year later, you know, but I'm so glad it's done now. I'll tell you that. Smile on my face every time I mention it.
I'm glad it's done too. It's an amazing album.
I had a lot of people talking about it. It's just, I wanted to be able to prove them wrong, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people saying that's never gonna come. Like, I got the Dr. Dre situation that, you know, we're still waiting on the chronic, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what it is, but we got it done, and we were able to go in and fucking just finish it up. I'm so glad.
So, what do you ultimately want to accomplish with Real?
You know, that's really funny. I just shared a picture on my Instagram yesterday. It was, if you follow me, as a matter of fact, it's @exotics315. But it was saying, I don't care about how many followers you have or I have. I'm looking to find out how many people I inspire, that I touch, and that I help. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do with this. Like, I hope people listen to this song or listen to these songs and be like, wow, I can relate to these tracks. I can